Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High, and I am also from Hudson.
I am Lena. I am a student of MC Smith, and I am also from Hudson.
Hi, my name is AJ. I go to school at Libri. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Elizabeth.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Yes. Books we love, books we hate,
bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. How's everyone doing? How are you feeling about Great. The news about school being held off? I know for our Bound by Books crew, we have both Amelia and Mashuda, our seniors at Hudson High School. So I know that that's a tough situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well. But yeah, how are you all feeling about your online learning and this crazy time we're living in?
Mess.
All right.
Not so good about it. I don't like it.
I think that it is meh. Definitely.
Meh?
Meh, as in most exotic. What's an H word for prison? Whatever that is, then that is definitely the last thing.
An H word for what?
Prison.
Prison?
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay.
Home arrest? That could be one word, maybe. I think it's two words. I don't know what's exotic about
prison. Prison. That's it. So that is it's the most exotic. Prison. Meh.
Hmm.
That's just how I feel about it because I am not into this at all. I am a sociable person and I do not like this.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm glad I get to connect with you all each week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there was something that my family was passing around on my mother's phone yesterday, and I asked if they could read it aloud to me because sometimes they don't give me enough time to read it. And so it said an almanac predicted the coronavirus, and it said there will be an infection or an illness that will happen in 2020, and there will be no known cure for it, and it will disappear as soon as it had come, and then 10 years later it will come back, and then it'll be gone for good.
What was this in?
An almanac?
Hmm. I'm looking it up. I'm fact-checking.
Okay. But, like, it's probably not true because, like, some things on the news, they just make up so they can still be a channel. That's what I think, personally.
Yeah, according to Snopes, it's been misattributed. I just said that funny. According to Snopes, it's been misattributed. Let's see. So the page that apparently has been attributed to the Farmer's Almanac is from Sylvia Brown's 2008 book, End of Days. And she's a self-described psychic.
Oh, great.
Oh, no. When we thought they weren't real, they were real.
I still don't think they're real.
Yeah. One told me that I'd find a boyfriend and I don't have one.
Aww. One told me I'd have 5 kids and I highly doubt that's going to happen.
Just you wait.
Yeah.
You never
I'm
know.
Not going to have 5 children. I'm not going to have one child.
Maybe you'll have 5 young people who you mentor who are like children to you.
Maybe.
Maybe it's just
a twist. That's what they're...
And maybe you'll have someone like a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll have a boyfriend someday. It said you'd have it by a certain time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, you can pick a card, and I highly doubt that that's going to happen, because it's like she would have probably told me that she would have known, but she let me pick a card and she knows what the cards are. So I don't think it's true.
This was a psychic prediction.
Did you do a tarot card thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And she said, you got the King of Cups. And mom, she said that she's the boss, even at her own job. And that's not true, because she works for a lady and she's kind of the boss, but also not the boss.
Hold on. I may or may not have a tab open on my phone constantly about tarot cards, and I may or may not be going to it right now to figure out what King of Cups means. But according to this, if you pick the card upright, it means emotionally balanced, compassionate, and diplomatic. But reversed, it means self-compassion, inner feelings, moodiness, and emotionally manipulative. And then there's more things about it under it. But if she made you pick a card, then I don't think she was doing the kind of tarot reading that this website is meant for.
Oh.
So I don't know. There are tons of different ways to do it.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I was happy and excited at first. I was like, yay, I'll get a boyfriend. Someone who will keep me company, because, like, I'm the youngest and the rest are at college. And my mom and dad are busy all the time.
Well, maybe you'll find some nice friends, whether boyfriends or otherwise, to keep you company. But now you have all your family at home, right?
Yeah, well, except for my dad, because he works at an Apple factory, and apparently working with apples isn't doing any harm with the virus.
So he's still home, just not at the moment.
Yeah.
Cool. Mashuda is joining
Mashuda,
us.
Yay!
Hello, I'm sorry. I was doing some college stuff, and I got, like, so I started, and I lost track of time.
That's okay. Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, this is Mashuda. I'm a Hudson High School student, and I'm 18 years old.
Hooray. We had just gotten started and had talked about the news that school is continuing to be remote for the rest of the school year. And then we talked about some psychic predictions.
That's
that. Does anyone have a book they would like to talk about, or something they've been reading?
I have an interesting thing relating to literature that I can talk about. Well, one, I got a new Wings of Fire book, which differs greatly from all the other ones, and I'm not sure how much I like this difference or not, but for the first time, it's from the perspective of humans. It's the first book that's ever done that, and I'm like, that's interesting, but at the same time, I love these books for the fact that they are unique in that they are from the perspective of dragons. So I'm actually not sure how much I'm going to like this installment of it, but I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm trying to appreciate it for what it is. And as for the other thing, our final project for our creative writing class was posted today. We have to make a portfolio of four of our favorite pieces of work from the school year and reflect on them and talk about what inspired us to create them. So I get to revisit a bunch of my old work.
Yeah, do you know which ones you're going to pick yet?
I know two that are definitely going to go in. I'm not sure what other two will be. You have to put four works in it. So I know that two are definitely going in, but I'm not sure what the other two will be.
Cool. I think Lena wanted to talk about a book too.
Oh, okay.
I thought I saw a hand up. Not that you can see hands on radio.
Yeah, so there's a book that we were assigned to read, which was a Cinderella book, and it was the Chinese version. And so it's different in many ways, but it's really good. So it's like about how, well, I think you guys know how it's kind of about, but the difference is that I'm pretty sure it takes place in China, and she doesn't have a fairy godmother or animals helping her. She has these bones of a fish that she raised that grew really big, and the mother killed the fish so she could cook it for dinner. And so all she has to do is to have the magic activate, is lean over the bones of this fish and say what she wants. She has to kneel down and lean over them. And then the magic happens. And she was informed about this by an old man. And she wanted to ask about a lot of stuff. Like, how'd he know this? But then, before she could say a word, he flew up into the air and poofed. And that's all I get to read. I really wanted to read more.
That's cool. Aren't Amelia and Mashuda reading or writing fairy tales?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I'm rewriting Cinderella. I think, Mashuda, you said last week that you were rewriting Hansel and Gretel.
No, I mean, I feel like I'm not going to rewrite any fairy tale. I don't know. I couldn't, like, I'm changing my mind now. Like, I've been, I don't know. I have to ask Miss Neary if I can, like, write my own fairy tale. Like, you know, a different, whole different.
I rewrote a fairy tale one.
Which fairy tale was it?
Which one?
The Three Billy Goats. And they were the five Buffies, I think. Because they were all five girls that all had muscles. And then on the way, they met the King of the Ants, which was sort of like the troll. And they and they were on their way to see a wrestling show, which the teacher thought was really funny. And it turned out that the smallest of all of them defeated it. And then they went to the place, and then they went back home, like the mother said, and then it started all over again because there was another one coming up the same time right afterwards. Well, not the same time, but then the smallest one said, here we go again, and that ends the story.
So, Lena, I had a question for you about your fairy tale that you read. Were the bones and the magic part, was that creepy, or was it just light and magical?
It was supposed to be light and magical, and it kind is to me, but like to other people it probably isn't, because like I watch a lot of stuff that includes like bones and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because Amelia and Mashuda have been talking about turning fairy tales into creepy stories, or how a lot of fairy tales are creepy in general until they're Disney-fied.
Yeah.
Or if it's just because they're bones. But for some reason, reading about like a fish that died and then she has the bones that like she can make magic out of, it sounded very creepy. But then I was like, maybe I'm just reading into it because of all these other things.
If you read the originals behind a lot of Disney fairy tales, you find some pretty horrific stuff. To the point where I honestly sometimes wonder why Disney even approached these stories and were like, yeah, we can make a child-friendly empire out of this. But they did. Somehow they succeeded.
Yeah. For example, Peter Pan. I'm not going to tell you the original.
I know the
because
original.
Because it's weird.
I know the original. Yeah. A lot of original fairy tales are just weird or outright horrific.
Fun. Anyways, I think AJ has a book to discuss.
I just recently started Sherlock Holmes, and I'm reading about the red-headed something. I forgot the name because I don't have the book, sadly.
What's it about?
Sherlock Holmes has a new case, and so he worked for a red-headed something, and I think it was society or something, I don't know, and he had to copy straight out of an encyclopedia to make copies, and he was doing fine until one, well, the reward, I forgot to tell you that, was like
Redheaded League.
Yes, Redheaded League, thank you. And it was a few hundred pounds, I think, was the salary, and he was doing fine. He was almost done with the A's, he was going to the B's, and then the day that he went to Sherlock Holmes, it stopped. It said, the red-headed league has dissolved October 9th, 1998. I'm not sure. And that's all the part that I got up to.
Is it good? Are you enjoying it?
Yes, it's very good.
What's it like? I've never read Sherlock Holmes.
It's funny because he notices everything about everyone who walks in the door and has a new case for him. For example, he noticed that this man wrote a lot, that he came from China, and that the last thing was... Oh, I forgot the last thing, but he knew about the writing because she said that his right arm cuff was shiny from rubbing on the paper, and his left shoulder was worn from resting on the table. And he said that he was recently in China because he had a fish tattoo that could not be made anywhere else except in China.
Was it a tattoo of that fish from Cinderella? Fish that is no more. Poor fish.
Yeah.
Poor magic bone fish.
I really feel like I should start making like a quote book of things we've said on this show, but out of context, and like magic bone fish would definitely be one of those things.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Can't forget Cowboy Grandpa.
Oh yeah, Cowboy Grandpa. I forgot about him. But that sounds really fun. Are they short stories that you're reading? The Sherlock Holmes ones?
In the series?
Yeah, is it? Are they like short stories?
Oh yeah, there are short stories, and in my book there are three in one series, and I'm started with the Red-Headed League.
Cool.
Every time that I finish a new book, I'm gonna wait until the day that it's going to be about my books, and then I'll tell you about what's gonna happen next.
Got it. Yeah, I like a good mystery, but I've never read Sherlock Holmes. I don't know why. Maybe someday. Maybe I'll let you read them all and then tell me which one's the absolute best must read.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'll let, make you do all the hard work. Ashita, did you have any book or?
No. Honestly, I didn't read. I couldn't read any books because I've been so busy. So it's just that I was just wondering. I mean, like, we're actually experiencing history, basically. So I was just wondering if we were to make a documentary, you know, it could be like, it's like, you know, I tried going outside like last week and it feels so different.
Yeah.
In our school, like, we are doing a time capsule on, like, you know, recording the moments because, you know, it's
Yeah.
What do you think you would put in the time capsule?
So there was one question was like, what do you recommend people watching? Like, what news? And I said, like, I recommend people to watch CNN because, you know, I feel like I really trust CNN. It's reliable. And it's like, you know, like other news, they have like this big paper. So like they put this paper, I don't know. I noticed it and it kind of annoys me. Like they put that paper in front and I feel like they have it memorized and when they're saying, telling the news and they look at the paper, you get what I'm saying? Like they have a paper in front of them. I mean, they lay it down.
Yeah. You mean other people read the paper?
Oh, no, like other news.
Yeah. I would think CNN anchors probably also read, but they're reading off of a teleprompter. I think most news people do. I think it's pretty common, but I personally think CNN tends to be fairly reliable as a news source. I mean, any news agency gets things wrong occasionally or misreports something, but they seem pretty reliable to me as well.
I mean, I guess like the news anchor for CNN, they sound less like it's less memorized than, you know, other news channel.
Sure.
What did you recommend, Amelia?
I don't know if I did the recommendation portion of the assignment. I think I chose something else. I think I made an artifact or something. I think I painted a rock.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You can put all our masks in once we're, we're done with them. I think for things to watch, too, I find it pretty interesting seeing how some of the TV shows are responding, the ones that aren't, you know, there's some TV shows that were recorded long ago and so they look the same as they would anytime. But then there's shows like American Idol or like the late night comedy shows. I'm trying to think what other ones, Saturday Night Live. I guess that's a late night comedy, but I was thinking talk shows. But some of them are incorporating video conferencing into their shows.
Yeah.
And I find that very interesting.
And yeah. Amelia, Can you believe that it's May, like, 4th now? So, like, we only have 1 month to graduate.
I know.
Yeah, I'm so excited, like, to see what they have for us, like, online graduation and everything. It's new, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do everything they can to make it special for you guys.
And I wonder, like, are we going to wear our cap and gown? Because we got our measurement with Miss Kaiser. But I don't know. I just wonder.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems like they could send them to you.
Yeah.
Do you think you would decorate your cap? Is that something that people do still?
I think that's a college thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it in high school. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do it in college.
Oh.
That's interesting. My high school one was, like, covered like pictures and like a collage.
It's funny.
Yeah.
When did you got your cap and gown? Did you get it earlier, like in May?
Oh, I don't remember. I went to high school a really long time ago.
Oh. I'm just asking because I'm anxious. I don't know when I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, I don't remember. My guess is it's pretty close to graduation that you get them, but I don't know.
How do you feel about it, Amelia?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot. Still pretty new too.
Do you have a book to share?
Me?
Yeah.
I do. I had a few books I could have shared, but I decided to share this one for Lena. Lena, look what I finally read. Yay.
Oh my God, yes.
I decided to finally read Ghosts by Raina Telgemeier, which is one of Lena's, if not Lena's, favorite book.
Yes, it is.
I think we both talked about this book and other Raina Telgemeier books many times on the show because we love her. And this one, for some reason, I never read. And so I decided to finally take it out. So Ghosts by Raina Telgemeier is about, the main character's name is Katrina, and she and her family move up to the coast to Northern California because her sister Maya is sick. She has cystic fibrosis. And they're hoping that she'll benefit from the change in climate in Northern California. So they move to a place called Bahia de la Luna. And they're sort of finding their way around. And then one of their neighbors lets them in on a secret, which is that there are ghosts in Bahia de la Luna. And Kat seems to both not quite believe in ghosts, but also doesn't really want to believe in ghosts because she is scared. But her younger sister, Maya, is like determined that she's going to meet a ghost. And it's all sort of leading up to the Day of the Dead, which is a holiday when you honor the deceased and set up an offering to them and sort of celebrate their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And Maya's very excited to celebrate the holiday and makes an ofrenda for their grandmother and is hoping to be able to meet her grandmother. And you sort of start to realize along the way that part of the reason that Maya wants to meet a ghost and is determined to meet a ghost is that she's worried about, if she were to die, what would life be like for her? What is that like to die? What is the experience? And so it's in part her way of wanting to feel better about that possibility. And similarly, Kat is both scared of ghosts, but also is scared of losing her sister. So there's some nice moments between the sisters. And then it's also, you know, has the sort of fun nature of Raina Telgemeier's work.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, you get to learn a little bit about Day of the Dead.
Speaking of Day of the Dead, who knows what tomorrow is? What tomorrow is?
Oh, Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Cinco de Mayo. I'm excited for tomorrow.
What do you do to celebrate, Lena?
We eat. We cook and we eat and eat. Oh, and sometimes we play games. And a new thing that we do is that we go to online school.
You go to online school to celebrate?
Yes. No.
Interesting.
Something that I'm forced to do.
You should be like, I can't go to school today. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite foods that you eat on Cinco de Mayo, or do you change up what you eat every year?
Honestly, I don't really know because I think we started celebrating it last year. But, like, I'm pretty sure we have tamales. We're going to have tamales, and tamales are good.
That sounds good. That's another thing in Ghosts, that there's a lot of food in Ghosts.
Yes, it makes you hungry.
Yeah, Kat keeps trying new foods that are mostly Mexican foods. You don't always know exactly what it is, and she doesn't often say what it is, but you can tell that she like tries something and is like, this is good. That makes you hungry for some tasty Mexican food.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything coming up this week that they're excited about?
I do.
What do you have?
Cinco de Mayo. I get to eat all I want.
Nice.
My family doesn't celebrate Cinco de Mayo or Day of the Dead because those are Mexican holidays, but we are Puerto Rican.
Oh.
Anything else exciting or things you're looking forward to reading?
More of the Chinese Cinderella. That's something that I'm looking forward to.
Seems fun. I'm reading a nice book right now.
What is it?
It's called The Mighty Heart of Sunny St. James by Ashley Herring Blake. And I've been listening to it and it's very good. So I'm excited to keep reading that. And then I have a couple adult thriller books that I want to read.
Ooh.
So I haven't read a good thriller in a long time.
Oh.
Those are fun. How about you, AJ?
I don't know. It's just now it's like we have so much to do, but we don't have anything to do. It's weird.
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, it's hard thinking of, usually there's like events that you're excited about. Now that's a little stranger. There's still some events, but they're all online events for the most part, and they all kind of blend together. But there is a special day coming up, and I want to give everyone out there listening a reminder so that you don't forget. It's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday?
It's that.
Celebrate all of our favorite mothers in the world.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks, moms.
Yeah.
Moms are important. Wouldn't be here without them.
Yeah.
Since the book fair is canceled this year, maybe for once I will be able to read all the ones I got from last year before buying hundreds of dollars worth of more.
Yeah,
it's a sad positive aspect of that, but
I just read a book by one of the Bookfest authors that I'll talk about next week.
Yay.
I did that this past weekend in honor of the Bookfest and also because I wanted to read it.
I might finally read Star-Crossed by Barbara D. It's a short little book, and I really have wanted to read it for a while, but I just have not gotten a chance to.
Yeah, it looks really sweet.
It looks so cute. I can't wait to read it.
All right. Well, I think we're just about out of time for today. So I hope everyone has a great week, reads lots of good books.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe and healthy and entertained and happy Cinco de Mayo, although by the time this radio show broadcasts, it will be in the past. I hope you had a good Cinco de Mayo and happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.